Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question that gets asked a lot by Muslims, especially by Muslims living in non-Muslim countries or Muslims, you know, who are living in countries where there is a large concentration of non-Muslims. It could often be asked by people who are Muslim, but they have non-Muslim relatives, such as converts. The question is this: is it permissible for a Muslim to pray for a non-Muslim or not? This is a question that gets asked a lot of times, and we'd like to answer it today. According to a lot of the verses of the Holy Quran, apparently, it seems that these verses want to say that no, this is not permissible. For example, in one of the verses of the Holy Quran, we read the following. The Quran says that it's not permissible for the Prophet, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, or those who believe, to ask forgiveness for the polytheists, وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولُو قُرْبَى, even if they are their relatives. So this verse apparently seems to say that, you know, this is not permissible. And if it's not permissible to ask forgiveness for your non-Muslim relatives, obviously you can't ask forgiveness for your non-Muslim neighbors or other people who have a less right over you than these relatives. So this verse seems to say that this is something which is impermissible and we're not allowed to do it. But if we continue reading this verse of the Holy Quran, we will understand that there's a condition and a clause for this impermissibility, and that's that this is up to the point where we are sure that these people, there's no chance for the guidance of these people, there's no chance that these people could be guided or forgiven by God, and that they're definitely going to hell. Because in continuation, God says, after it becomes sure for them, meaning the believers, that they, in other words, these polytheists, are the inhabitants of hell, right? So the converse of this, obviously, is that if we're not sure about it, why not? We can ask forgiveness for them. There's no problem in it. The most glaring instance and case of this is after this person dies. Obviously, after a human being dies, the doors of repentance are closed to a person, right? The doors of repentance are open for a person up to death, the time of death. After that, you know, forgiveness is not accepted by God. So after a person dies, after a non-Muslim dies, we can't say that, oh God, please forgive this person. Please forgive my relative who died and was a non-Muslim. Forgive him. Don't send him to hell. This would be impermissible for us. But up to that point, yeah, why not? We can ask forgiveness for them and ask God to guide them to the straight path. Now, this is specifically, and a very important point here we want to make is that this is specifically, the topic we're talking about is specifically asking forgiveness for the non-Muslim, right? Istighfar, asking forgiveness from this, which comes from the verse that we were talking about. But the verse doesn't say anything else about other types of prayers, praying for them in other ways, for other reasons. In fact, right, we have a prayer in the famous book of prayers, the Sahifa Sajjadiyyah, in which the Imam asks and prays for non-Muslims, right? Not forgiveness, asking for forgiveness for them, but ask God, you know, for other things, you know, with respect to everybody. It's a general prayer. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma aghni kulla faqir. O God, you know, make every poor person self-sufficient. Doesn't say make every poor Muslim self-sufficient. Or he says, Allahumma ashbi' kulla ja'i. Please feed, oh Allah, please feed every hungry person. Doesn't say hungry non-Muslim or hungry Muslim. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of praying for non-Muslims. in the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.